The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yehoshua Grunwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Lakewood, New Jersey, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To dedicate a daf, a perik, or an entire masechta, please call 1-888-485-8223 or email info@thehalachacenter.org.
Hayiris, daf yud gimel. The Gemara Mesachta Hayiris Yud Gimel Amid Beis says as follows: Tonu Rabbanon, we learned in a Braiso Chamisha Dvarim Meshakichim Es Halimud. There are five things that make a person forget his learning. Ha'oichel Mimash Ha'oichel Achbar. If somebody eats something that a mouse or rat ate from, Umimash Ha'ochal Chasul, or from what a cat ate from, V'ho'icheil leiv shal behemo, or if somebody eats the heart of an animal, V'ho'rogil v'zeisim, and if somebody regularly eats olives, V'ho'shoyse mayim shal shiyurei v'chitzo, or if somebody drinks the water of what's remaining from washing, somebody washes 1 foot, putting 1 foot on the other. Some people add, even somebody who puts his clothing under his head, in other words, that he sleeps on his clothing, he rests his head on his clothing, and he sleeps in that manner. The Gemara here is telling us a very important thing that we should know, that there are certain things make a person forget learning, and it's very catastrophical that somebody will forget their learning. Learning is one of the important things. We've spent so much time in Koyach. It's one of the important things of Yiddishkeit. And these are things that practically are very practical. A person has to realize that if he does these, he could forget his learning. I would like to devote this shiur to the halacha aspect of this gemara. Mainly, the shiur will be taken from the Sefer HaZikaron, which is a short sefer written by Hagaon Reb Chaim Kanievsky Shlita. He wrote this many years ago. If I remember correctly, he wrote it in the memory of his mother. There he has a whole sefer about which things are good for memory, which things are bad for memory. And the things that are bad for memory, he lists off all these cases of our Gemara. And he discusses each one. But before we get into discussing each one individually, there is a general discussion that should be addressed. The Gemara here just says, makes a statement. If someone does these, they will forget their learning. Does that mean that it's prohibited to do these things because if someone does that, they will forget their learning? There's a Gemara in Menachis Tafzadi Pesam Ebeis. Omer Ish Lakish, Kolam Eshakeach Dover Echem Itamudoi, Oive Belav. If anybody makes themselves forget anything of learning, they violate the law. Shenema, like the pasuk says, Yishame lecha, be careful, Yishmar nafshecha, watch your soul, Ma'oid, very much, Pen tishkach es advarim. Maybe you're going to forget Torah. So there's a Gemara Mefureshet that says that it's a violation to make yourself forget learning. So is there a prohibition? Is it prohibited to do these things, since the Gemara says that these things make a person forget one's learning? So he brings down that the Eliyahu Rabbi says, in the name of the Sefer Hagon, that if somebody does things that make themselves forget, they are in violation of the law that the Gemara mentioned in Mesachta Menachos. However, says Reb Chaim Kanievsky, that the Eliyahu Rabbi in the name of the Sefer Hagon obviously did not mean it literally. He did not mean that there's an actual violation. for doing these things. And he says, all he means to say is that it's similar to the Isser. It's similar, it's conceptually, this violation. But it's not an actual violation. The actual violation is only if somebody removes them, directly removes them from his heart. Someone does these things, it's not for sure that he's going to forget. It's only causing to weaken his memory. Somebody who wastes his time and he doesn't review what he learns in a way that he'll for sure forget his learning, that's the real issur of forgetting one's learning. Someone separates themselves from learning. They withdraw from learning. And they cause themselves to forget. That's where the law, that's where the prohibition applies. And he says it's mafurish like that in the Sefer Hasidim. The Sefer Hasidim says that there's no Isser, there's not even a Derabbanan Dike Isser. Okay. It says over there that one person asked the Chacham, and he said, he asked the Chacham as follows. He said, mice ate from his bread. So he asked, is he allowed to eat from the bread? So the Chacham answered back, why shouldn't you eat? So he said, I'm afraid I'm going to forget my learning. And I'm careful not to do anything that will make me forget my learning. And right now I'm very hungry. I'm starving. So can I eat from the bread? So the Chacham replied, no, the violation is only if someone sits and removes them from his heart. But I see you're not busy learning Torah. You could have learned Torah a whole day. You're sitting and you're wasting your time. That's the main violation. Better that you should go ahead and not worry about all these things that make a person forget one's learning than to waste your time and be bottled from Torah. The main prohibition is only for somebody who wastes their time. So that just puts this Gemara into perspective. That it definitely is something a person should be careful about, but they don't have to go to the extreme. It's not a real prohibition. Where possible, it's definitely praiseworthy, anyone that is careful. In any case, so let's go through these things that make a person forget one by one. The first one is if someone eats from something that a mouse ate from, or a chasul, or a cat. Others add, or a dog, and others they say, if the chuppah of Hillel Rabba says if he eats from something that a mouse, cat, or a dog ate from. Okay. The next one. If someone eats from the heart of an animal, so the Gemara only mentions if somebody eats the heart of an animal. The Gemara did not mention if what happens if somebody eats the heart of a bird, a chicken, turkey, the like. However, the Tashpatz Katan in Simen Tov Kuf Nun Ches says in the name of the Maram Rutenberg that he also would not eat the heart of a bird. Even though the Gemara only mentions the heart of an animal, nevertheless, he was careful not to eat the heart of a bird. Obviously, he held that eating the heart of a bird is also included. Similarly, in the Shulchan Aruch and Arizal, he also says a person should be careful not to eat the heart of an animal, the behemah chaya or oif. Here again, we can see how it's not a real prohibition to eat, to do any of these things that make a person forget. Because in Shulchan Aruch, when it discusses the halachas of kashering, the halachas of melicha, kashering meat, it talks about how to kasher the heart. And via the Shach, interestingly, anecdotally, the Shach brings down in the name of the Rikanti, that says, I guess like a minhag type of thing, that when a person is mashed or the heart to eat it, there's a minhag to cut off the sharpness of the heart. Why? Because the bris is comparable to the heart. In other words, it's mashma from him, the whole idea, conceptually, the idea of making a bris milah, cutting off the orlo of the bris milah, the whole purpose of that is because we want to do something that compares, that gives us a dogma to cutting off the heart, the orlo of the heart. And therefore, when we cash of the heart, it's like as a minig, it's an inyan, to go cut off the orlo, cut off the corner of the heart, the pointy part of the heart, because conceptually, that is the main orla. That is the main orla that we want to cut off. Cutting off the orla of the heart, the person should be chaytech the orla saleiv. In other words, the yitzahara, the main thing is the desires that people have, that people should cut it off. Now, if there would be a real violation to eat, to do any of these things that make a person forget, so why is there such a big discussion about how to kasher a heart? You anyways can't eat it. However, you can be matre this rayo, because it could be we want to know for the isur of eating dam. The isur of eating dam is one isur, and the isur of making a person forget learning is another isur. Additionally, we could answer that the halachas of kashering the heart are applicable to ladies. Even if we'll say, even if we were to entertain the possibility that there's an isser of doing any of these things mentioned because they make a person forget the learning, and that is a violation, nevertheless, women would not have that prohibition. So, it would still be, it would still be necessary for us to tell us the halachas of kashering the heart to feed it to ladies. In any case, be that as it may, I have not yet met people that serve heart, so it's rapidly less practical, one of the less practical cases in our Gemara in today's day. Next, the Gemara says, "V'harogil b'zeisim." Somebody who regularly eats olives. Interestingly, Rabbeinu Bechaye in Parashas Vayishlach says that the olive tree doesn't have a heart. And he says, perhaps, since the whole teva of this fruit is something that makes a person forget the learning, so in other words, it's metamtim the heart, so that's why Hashem made it that the teva of this tree is something that doesn't have a heart. It's symbolic of lack of heart. The Yaivitz, Ben Yaakov Emden, here in the Gemara, asks a question. The Gemara says in Mesech the Brachis, Lamed Chesam at Beis, Omer Evchia Be'abe Ani Ra'isi as Yav Yechen She'ocha Zayis Meliach. I saw Yav Yechenon who ate a pickled olive. And there's another Gemara in Yevamis that says a similar thing about eating olives. So frak the Yavitz, how could Amiroyim eat, why would Amiroyim eat olives if olives is something that makes a person forget learning? Even though you can say that it's not an isur, there's no prohibition to do these things, but certainly Amiroyim would refrain from doing things that would make themselves forget learning. So the Yaivitz wants to say an answer that the only time eating olives makes a person forget is only if they eat raw olives. If they eat pickled, salted, or cooked olives, then there is no, it will never cause a person to forget learning. However, Reb Chaim Kanievsky asks on this because the Yaivitz is basing this on the fact that we find that Amaroi made olives. So how could it be that he ate olives? It must be because the Gemara said he ate Zayis Maliach, he ate a pickled olive. Now, first of all, Chaim Kanievsky says it was a very regular thing to have pickled olives. So it's mashma that the regular olive was something that's pickled. So if it's true that only eating pickled olives makes a person forget, so the Gemara would have had to explain that the only time somebody forgets is only if they eat raw olives. If it was so common, he proves from different places in Chazal that it was so common to eat pickled and salted olives. So if so, perhaps that was even more common than eating raw olives. So if that's the case, if the only time a person forgets is by eating raw olives, the Gemara would have to spell it out. And if so, if the Gemara did not spell it out, it must be, it's the all-inclusive, and any olives make a person forget. However, says Reb Chaim Kanievsky, I think the answer is very simple. Says Reb Chaim Kanievsky, the Gemara only said irogil v'zaisim. If someone regularly eats olives, of all these cases listed in the Braisa, the only one it said irogil by is by zaisim, and it spoke it out by zaisim irogil. It seems to be specific that olives only make a person forget if they regularly eat olives. And Reb Chaim Kanievsky says, he found that the Meiri says that even if someone eats pickled olives, salted olives, nevertheless it will cause them to forget. So in other words, what the Yaivitz answers is not true according to the Meiri. And his question can be answered in another manner. Because you want to know how the Amirim ate? They ate the Akroi. They ate not on a regular basis. Here and there, they ate olives. And such a thing does not make a person forget their learning. Next, continues the Gemara, V'hashoysim mayim shal shiyurei v'chitza. If someone drinks the water that's remaining from washing, the Yaivitz wants to say that perhaps this whole Gemara that says that a person forgets their learning, if they drink the shiurei v'chitza, maybe that's only if it's the water remaining from washing the body and the feet. But if it's the water remaining from washing one's hands, perhaps that's not included in this Gemara. Okay. The Chaim Kanievsky brings down in the name of the Chazon Ish, he heard in the name of the Chazon Ish, that if a person poured out a little bit of the water after they washed from the water, then there's no more issue of that it would cause somebody to forget their learning. Continues the Gemara. If somebody washes their feet one on the other, or if somebody sleeps on their clothing. Now both of these have a very similar question to them. In the case of somebody washing their feet one on the other, the Sefer Shmiras HaNefesh, Oistei Aleph, asks, what do you mean? The Gemara explains in Masechtas Zvachim that the way the Kehanim wash their hands and feet in the Beis HaMikdash, according to one man, they put the 2 feet one on the other. So, if this is something that makes a person forget, is that what Kehanim would do? So, Chaim Kanievsky, I don't understand the problem. If that's what the mitzvah is, then you can't ask questions on the mitzvah. And surely, if someone does a mitzvah, they're not going to get damaged. So, you can't prove me anything or ask me anything from halachis, from cases of when somebody does a mitzvah. And very similarly, the Sefer Shalmas Chaim Tshuva Sefer questions and answers asked to Rabbi Yosef Chaim Sonnenfeld. Asks a question that the Gemara says that the Kehanim, when they went to sleep in the Beis HaMikdash, they would fold their Bigdei Kehuna and they would put them as a pillow under their head. So the Gemara says that they only put them next to their head, but the Gemara says for a different reason. But in any case, it's mashma that they would have put them under their head. So I, the Chayr over here, it says that it's something that makes a person forget. So how could it be that Kehanim would possibly put sleep on their Bigdei Kehuna? So Yosef Chaim Sonnenfeld wants to answer that perhaps the only time a person will forget their learning from sleeping on clothing is only if they are rogil, if they do it regularly. Chaim Kinyansky does not like that, because as we mentioned, the only case that the Braisa says rogil, that if they do it regularly, they forget, is only by Alice. It's mashma that everything else, a person will forget their learning even from doing it an individual basis, here and there, even not regularly, will cause somebody to forget their learning. However, says Reb Chaim Kanievsky, the question is not a question. If it would be a mitzvah for Kehanim to sleep on their clothing in order to watch the Bigodim, then of course nothing would happen. Like we said before, by Kiddushat Ayin V'Raglayim. Someone does a mitzvah, then nothing bad will occur. So you can't ask me any questions from somebody that does a mitzvah. Now the Gemara here on this daf, just end off with this final point. The Gemara later says, Asar Advarim Kashim Lilimud. There are 10 things that are difficult for learning. So Rashi explains, someone does these things, it will be hard for them to hear, to learn Torah. So this is, those things, it brings down more things over there. So it sounds like it's a similar thing. Chaim Kanievsky actually in his Sefer brings down all of those things as being things that are hard for a person's memory. However, it would seem from the Gemara that there, the Gemara divided them up into two. There, the first Gemara that we talked about says, Meshakechem Esalimin, makes the person forget the learning. Later on, it just says, Koshim Lilimod, it's hard for learning, perhaps those things mentioned later are hard for a person to grasp it even the first time. Not just that it causes the person to forget. May we all be Zoyche to remember what we learn, retain everything that we learn, and with that, to be bizoicha, to be kinder, and be knowledgeable in Kol HaTorah Kula.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.